Broadcasting live from the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, Florida, for HIMSS 19, it's This Just In. Now here's your host, HIT advisor Justin Barnes.
Welcome back to the special broadcast of This Just In Radio, live from HIMSS 19 in Orlando. My next guest is the one and only Ed Marks, Chief Information Officer for the Cleveland Clinic. Welcome back to the show, my friend.
Thanks, Justin. I'm glad to be part of it.
Well, again, thank you very much. And I know that you have a very busy schedule, so we truly appreciate you taking the time to join our show as you do every year. We're grateful for that. But what healthcare or health IT trends are you seeing in the industry?
I'm really focused on two or three. The first and foremost being patient safety and quality. So that's the heartbeat of what we do. And so some of the trends I see is just how do we provide safer care and at a higher level of quality? And I think that we are able these days to leverage technology to really help address that particular trend, if you will. The second is really the acceleration of mergers and acquisitions. Mm-hmm. And again, there's a huge technology component to successful M&A. And I see that as a pretty major trend, not just in the provider side, but you're seeing it in the PBMs and payer side as well. And then finally, the third major trend that I'm really keeping an eye out for is really the patient experience. So that's everything from, of course, customer service, but also on the technical side, it's really enabling that experience to make it what they expect it to be when they interact with other industries. And so healthcare, as you and I have spoken about in the past, a little bit behind. And so we got some catching up to do. And so some people might call this the quote unquote digital space, but I think of it as patient experience. So those are the three that come top of mind.
And no, that's excellent. Patient safety and M&A and patient experience. That's terrific. Spot on. Your perspective is terrific. So thinking about those three components, what are two to three best practices or strategies that you can share to help others navigate those trends?
One that I think we sometimes overlook is really humbling ourselves and looking outside of our own industry and looking at best practices. So for instance, on patient experience, I'm meeting with the Cleveland Indians CIO because the Cleveland Indians have done a great job connecting with their fan base. Mm. For a small market team, Major League Baseball team, they have one of the most expansive customer engagement. Their reach is pretty amazing for a small market. And so why have they been able to do that? What are the things that they're doing from a technology point of view? So I'm learning from him. And so that's just one example. Another is with analytics. I'm learning from Progressive. So Progressive Insurance, you know, very strong, robust insurance company, and they do their lifeblood is really analytics. So why not sort of reach out to other people outside of healthcare? So that's one thing. The second is within healthcare, of course, we have great peers that we can reach out to. And I always encourage that, whether it's through a HIMSS forum, a Chime forum, and there's some smaller things. Like recently we gathered with other digital leaders at Stanford and really shared each organization was there to share one best practice. And so it was a very small intimate group of 20. And so we learned 19 other best practices that we can apply. So those are two examples of how you can really leverage best practices or learn strategies that can help your organization.
Wow, that's fantastic, Ed. And you're spot on. I actually created a think tank a couple of years ago. And that's exactly what we do is we get together facilities of all sizes and organizations, innovators of all shapes and sizes, payers of all shapes and sizes, other key thought leaders, and really bring them together to share their best practices. And I love your idea of bring one to the table that really has helped your organization. That's terrific. So I certainly wrote that one down. So now thinking beyond today, what do you see as a key strategy or trend that we must be ready to successfully navigate in 3 years from now?
So I think one is voice. So to me, voice is the new mobile. Yep. Just like we are all hot and heavy about mobile, and for the right reasons a few years ago, and certainly that has come true. Everything has moved to the mobile and really transformed the way that we deliver care. And I think the next step is voice. So I think we'll no longer use the word mobile because that's just the standard. That's the expectation. And so it'll really be more focused on voice. And we're seeing some early things, right? You see it on the consumer side. And then how do we take all the work that's being done with voice and then applying it to healthcare? So we really need to be ready. It's just a simple example. I mean, this is really simple, but I think sometimes you just got to start simple. I've given all these tools and technology to my wonderful administrative assistant, and I've asked her to create our office as completely voice. So that's just, it's small, but I'm telling you, you got to experiment yourself in order for you to come up with working with your colleagues, working with your clinicians and everyone in your ecosystem, sort of as what we consider a team of teams, and explore these different areas because they give you new ideas. So if you can handle voice at home, voice in your car, voice in your office, you now have somewhat of a base to go out and look at it in a clinical practice along, again, with the appropriate clinical personnel to really see what we can do. So that's just one thing in terms of where we're going. I think, and you know, I'm sure other guests have really insightful answers here, and I'm trying not to duplicate any other. So the one other I might suggest is virtual reality. And so we're doing a lot with virtual reality. I don't know if you saw the full face transplant case that was released recently through National Geographic, but these amazing clinicians that I get to serve with, they leveraged virtual reality to help them. In our medical school, you know, we're cadaverless. We are moving to paperless. And the amount of virtual reality that, again, some very fine, innovative, wise people are developing here, would just blow you away. And then the other thing, you know, as a third example, is just how we take virtual reality also, like working with our local zoo, and allowing some of our pediatric patients the experience of hanging out with an elephant or a giraffe, even though they're in a patient room. So those are just some things that are sort of in the early stages today and are going to move forward quite rapidly in the next 1 to 3 years that we all need to be keeping an eye out on. And then when I say that, it's like, start experimenting now. Right. The examples I gave, other than the one with the face transplant, that was very complex, and education. But the one with the zoo, not so complex. The one with just enabling your office to be voice, not complex. And so everyone can start now. That's what I love about some of these more simple examples, is get started now so that you're ready as technology matures, or the organization matures, or the business case, clinical cases open up. Grab hold of this now so that you're ready to help lead.
Ed, that's fantastic. And I completely agree. I have actually taken, I don't say bit the bullet, but about a year and a half ago, I decided to really make voice as integrated into my workflow, my daily workflow as possible. And so now, I mean, I've really trained my phone, my home, my whole entire house is voice activated and voice automated. And you're right, it's actually not difficult. It just takes if you take a little bit of time, do a little bit each month, and these products get better too. I mean, where Siri is today,
yep,
Siri was not a year ago or 2 years ago. And just
exactly,
the accuracy, and all products are moving in this direction. So, or at least most of them.
Yeah. And it gives you a base then when you work with your clinicians that you have this experience. You may not be the world expert on it, but at least you're using it. And it just provides that credibility. And again, it stimulates innovation because you start thinking, oh, what if this worked this way for a clinician and made, you know, help reduce burnout? So it's really important that we all grab hold of these things and just start experimenting ourselves, no matter how small.
Yeah, I completely agree. And actually, one thing you made me think of in the think tank, our last one, we'd actually brought up voice first, not voice only. So to begin, we encourage our providers inside the think tank to really go back. We gave them several examples that were live care providers doing today, and how to, you know, navigate with their care plans, navigate certainly with their patients. But really the mantra that we said is voice first, but not voice only. And so you get people beginning to engage, but it's not the holy grail.
So. Yeah, I love it. That's great.
Excellent. Well, Ed, I truly appreciate your time. As always, my good friend, Ed Marks, Cleveland Clinic. And thank you very much for joining our special live episode from HIMSS 19.
Thank you, Justin.